This is GQDN for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Oh, go get those drink mixes. They're delicious. And they'll keep you up and going. And if you do, go to the checkout line, put in the code QUEST, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. Yummy, yummy stuff. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, we got a lot of stuff up there too. Lots of videos. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some games coming out for Switch. And maybe there's some Baldur's Gate 3 still coming. Or content, basically. And how about some more Princess Peach? But today, we begin with an article from The Verge. And they're saying that Discord is now partnering with some game developers to sell some avatars on people's profile. So, if you have Discord, then you can join our, if you have Discord. But there are some themes coming to Discord, and they will be in the store very soon. Now, the in-store app did launch this last November. That goes along with some avatar decorations and other effects that happened. So now they are partnering with some game developers to have some game-themed version. I wonder if they got some Far Cry stuff or some Final Fantasy. Well, here's what the blog post did say. Quote, "We've heard a lot of feedback on the kinds of decorations that you'd like to see, including cosmetics, themes, to the games you love. We've come up with a way to make this happen by working with developers to bring the theme profile effects and avatar decorations to the shop. And most importantly, we will be sharing the revenue of those purchases with the developers so they can make additional money from their amazing creativity through Discord." Now, Discord is not naming the developers just yet, but there will be some details incoming within the next few weeks. Now, last year, Discord did have a Fortnite quest, which did include an in-game wrap for streaming Fortnite for at least 15 minutes. Now, there are some in-game items available through Discord in about the same way where you'd find on Twitch or Amazon Prime. So we'll see what happens. Maybe one of those games could be Overwatch 2. Because PCGamer.com did say that Cowboy Bebop is in collaboration with the Overwatch team. Now, this starts on March 12th, and you will be able to wear some other cosmetics that is based on Cowboy Bebop. Now, last year, they went to do this on One Punch Man, and the Overwatch 2 heroes are the fans of the space western anime. The crossover skins will be like they're trying to cosplay those things on them. So, last year, Deion Rogers talked to Xbox Wire and said, quote, "Our heroes are basically aware of the anime and our fans too." So yep, here comes Cowboy Bebop. Bebop. But. The EU regulators are still probing Apple's versus Epic Games. They're still taking a look at it. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and the European Union did enter its arguments in the last clash of the Apple and Epic Games. Well, not the last, but the latest clash. And Bloomberg did report it. And the regulators of the European Union will question Apple over its choice to ban Epic's development account. Because the Fortnite creator claimed that the action is preventing it from launching the Epic Game Store in Europe. Now, this happened because Epic CEO Tim Sweeney did share his post on Twitter. And he was basically saying that the current deal that Apple has is, quote, "hot garbage," end quote. So the Apple rules will include the meeting of the company's notarization requirements, and they'll be paying a fee of about 54 cents per install annually, and that'll be hitting the millionth download, showing about $1.1 million in credit that could be used for financial disputes. So about a month after Sweeney's post, Apple then sent a letter and said, quote, "In plain, unqualified terms, please tell us why we should trust Epic this time. Epic's egregious breach of its contractual obligations to Apple led courts to determine that Apple has the right to determine right to terminate any or all of Epic Games' wholly owned subsidiaries, affiliates, and or other entities under Epic Games' control at any time and at Apple's sole direction. In the light of Epic's past and ongoing behavior, Apple chose to exercise that right. But Sweeney did respond via CNBC. Quote, "This is the medieval feudal lord mounting the skulls of their former enemies on their castle walls." So yes, we are reporting that the EU did get into that mess. And speaking of Fortnite, not the mess. Fortnite's not the mess. Fortnite the game. Game Informer says that Chapter 5, Season 2, could get mythological. Well, they're going to the gods, the Greek gods. And that is what is happening. So, since Season 1 of Chapter 5 is now beginning to close, Epic Games said that the next season will be called Myths and Mortals, which will have some Greek mythology-themed season with more skins, so that way you look like a god and a goddess, of course. Here's what Fortnite did say on X. Quote, "Prepare thyselves, mere mortals. The gods have updated their celestial loading screen." Yep. Yes, they did. For those who have not seen it, on the left there's a big snake just ready to bite down some unsuspecting people. In the center, you have a sniper with angel wings, by the looks of it, and a dude with a handheld machine gun. And looking at it, on the right, got some people just flying around. So, yep, Fortnite's happening. Something else is happening, too. We'll get to more Nintendo later, but this is big because Princess Peach just hit the demo on Switch. So here's what Nintendo of America did say on Twitter. Quote, Watch Peach transform and take on show-stopping abilities to save the Sparkle Theater. The Princess Peach Showtime game demo is available on the Nintendo eShop and at select retailers. Now, if you have a Switch, Showtime will be up for Princess Peach on March 22nd. By the way, this comes to us from Game Informer and by Polygon. And this is indeed one of the more anticipated games this year. So if you got a Switch, she's on the demo now. Oh, GamesRadar did say that Hasbro does want to keep working with the Baldur's Gate 3 studio. Oh, what did they say, huh? Well, Baldur's Gate 3 is still being Baldur's Gate 3. Just a massive, massive game, which is really no surprise. Because Eugene Evans, the Senior Vice President of Digital Strategy and Licensing for both Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, was talking with GameFile. And what he said was, quote, "I hope that we will be able to continue to work with Larian Studios." Well, end quote. He did want to hang out with, and while he knows that there's some investments in that space, they still want them to be the best partners in the world. Yeah, words are hard, end quote. Yeah, that's a quote too. In fact, yes, I'm gonna say this right. Hasbro's CEO, Chris Cox, you can stop laughing now, sick people, did say that the video games will really help out the D&D business. And he did refer to Baldur's Gate 3 and said that this will be just the beginning of it, because they're looking to put games out over the next 5 to 10 years. Yes, he did. It's about time to wrap this up. Couple things, Liat. Hardware. PC Game Zen did say that the new Asus Back to the Future PC could make your cables invisible. Well, this case models are both in white and black, and both of them have that see-through screen where you can see the different pieces of equipment. The fans have a cage in front of them and probably further screens along with that. But by the way that it looks, you might be able to hide the cables behind different compartments within the case for the most part. That is possible, because what PC Games N did was open the top of it along along with taking the side off of it. And they showed you what was inside of that case. And what it looks like is a false wall or a cutout wall with the hard wall behind it. Yep, so we shall see when this happened. It does look really interesting. And I did say Asus, PC Games N, once again, did say that you could save $600 on the RTX 4060 gaming laptop right now. So it's at Best Buy, and you're looking for the Asus ROG Zephyrus G14. That's Zephyrus G14. And right now, that's sitting at $1,000. It was $1,600, so it is on sale. So if you're looking for a gaming laptop, Best Buy may be the best buy for once. Well, we will end today with a new game coming out on Switch. That'll be out next week. See, Calibator and Dryjin Studios did share a release date for Bio Incorporated Redemption, and it's coming out March 14th, so 1 week from today. One full week from today. Now, Calibator was talking about the game, and you'll be able to choose your side. You can choose the life and land you could play as a medical designation. Or you could cure diseases or choose death to explore your dark side. You'll have to have some strategies, because this game has over 600 actual diseases, symptoms, and diagnostic tests. There are 24 diversified challenges, and you have booster rewards. And the rewards you can have will be XP points. You could use your XP points to help booster your different abilities to solve cases. So there you go. You could play a doctor on Switch. And you can go check us out again tomorrow for the Friday show. We'll see what we find there. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more news. So until then, go play some games, people.